This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome. This is Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
We're going to dedicate today's show not only to Father's Day and all the great father teams out there, father-son racers, but we're also going to donate it to Ron Overman. Ron Overman was a class act. This guy, if anybody knew him, they were blessed. He raced at Cajon Speedway, and when he wasn't racing, he was taking care of his wonderful family, and his second love was fishing. There wasn't a fish in the pond safe when Ron Overman was in the boat. So God bless Ron. I had a chance to interview him a couple times. He raced at Cajon Speedway, and I just can't tell you more any more than he was just a class act. All right, this segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. Stan's the man. He can take care of carburetors, fuel injection, race cars, street cars. He had a 63 split window in his shop the other day, bone stock, and the customer said after Stan got done, that car ran better than when it was new, because he bought it brand spanking new, and he wants you to buy it, Brittany. Also, Black Forest Motorsports, BMW, Minis, Porsches, street driving, race cars, doesn't make any difference. John and his team could do everything you would ever want done to your car, whether it be dealer service or just race prep. I mean, John is the best. Minis, Porsches, and BMWs. All right, because it is Father's Day, Brittany decided we were going to put together kind of a Father's Day show.
I couldn't help myself.
And you went out and found a couple of fathers.
I did.
They're not real good with math, but they're really good as a father-son team. Yeah, I know. Are you sure they're on the line? Because they couldn't figure out what the time is.
Stop it, Dave. Yeah, I'm sorry, Brandon, back there, and Dave. I know it's not ideal to have two separate callers calling from two different
parts of the country.
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
But we couldn't have the interview with one and not the other.
And you pulled it off.
Yes. We have a son calling from Colorado, and we have the father coming from, I believe, Idaho. We have Ben and Roger Haney.
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you guys?
So, since you guys aren't racing, I guess you're...
Oh, whoa.
Are they racing?
They're not just racing. How'd you do last night, Ben?
Oh, you went racing.
We went racing I-76 Speedway, and unfortunately, Dad wasn't able to make it, but we did get the win last night.
They got the win, Dave, and whose birthday was it?
Fantastic.
It was my birthday.
He got the win on his birthday.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Fantastic. So, now, what do you drive?
I drive a dwarf car, Spirit Chassis, with a Suzuki 1000 in it.
Son of a gun.
And what does your dad drive?
Go ahead, Dad.
I drive the car that he sold last time to get his new one. So I drive basically the same rig.
Same chassis?
Yeah, Spirit Chassis. And now I've moved on to a little pickup.
But still a dwarf car. Same division.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But looks like a...
Now, why would you do that? Does it drive any different? Does it handle any different?
Well, we were always told it would handle a little different, but I've compared it against the last chassis, and it does real well. I like it.
That's awesome. So they're in the same division. So you guys have raced each other, right?
A couple times, yeah. We raced probably about 12 years ago was the first time we met each other. And his goal is always not to get lapped, and my goal is to lap him. So.
How'd that go for
you
guys?
How'd that work out?
Well, the first race we raced together, it worked out pretty good for Dad because he finished the race and he didn't get lapped. But we just had one in Wyoming, and unfortunately, on the last corner of the last lap, I got lapped.
Oh!
Who lapped you?
My son. He won the race, and he took me out.
What a Father's Day gift.
Now, that wasn't the fiery weekend, was it? Didn't you guys lose a couple motors, or you were spectacular about a month ago, right?
No one's gonna talk about a lunch.
Too soon? Was it too soon to bring up?
Yeah.
You really won't be specific. We lost five motors in the last four races.
Wait, five motors in how many races?
Four races.
What bank are you robbing?
Wow.
She owns a bank of horse shoeing because I shoe horses for a living.
Yeah, he shoes horses.
Oh, right. So you must watch that Forge and Fire. I'll wait for you when you go on that show.
Yeah, no, I'll stick to racing.
I think I've actually seen him show up with a horse trailer.
I can imagine, with his race car stuffed in it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, whatever fits. Hey, so let me ask you, because I had some dwarf car kids on our TV show here in town, and they're saying that finding these motors are getting difficult as nobody's business, because you're looking for, what, 06, 07 Suzuki and Kawasaki motors?
Yeah, so right now the hot motor is a 07, 08 is what everybody says.
That's what I have.
Do you really? I didn't know you had
that. I have an 07, 08. You're talking the Gixxer, right?
Yep, GSXR.
It's so hard to come by them, and especially when people blow them up, you know, right and left like five times in 4 weekends. Like,
yeah, but when they blow, are they rebuildable when you blow them up, or are they like a grenade?
Oh, that's a good question. They are rebuildable to a point. If there's a hole in the block, no. But yeah. if you save it, yeah, you can sometimes rebuild them.
Yeah, I've seen some fireballs.
And saving it, is that what you call lifting off the gas pedal?
Well, that's when you hear a knock, you stop. And I don't usually stop.
That's a great one. When you hear a knocking, you got to stop him.
Hey, so let's ask Dad for a second. Now, it sounds to me like, did you race for a long period of time, and then your son picked it up, or did your son get into racing and then you picked it up?
It would be the latter. I never raced at all in my lifetime, and it was always a dream, but never did have an avenue to get there, and mm-hmm. never even thought it would be something I could, you know, attain. So when he offered me his hand-me-down dwarf car, I think he expected a no, and I said yes and shocked the heck out of
him. You called him on it.
That's
awesome. I applaud you, Roger. I'm a big believer it's never too late to start.
No. We got a racing school teacher here. So you guys are in two different states, but are you in the same division?
Same. We drive dwarf cars, but when we go to the over to California, they separate us. I'm in a kind of like a beginner class called the sportsman, and he's in the pro class. So we don't race against each other then. But so I race in Wyoming. They put us all out on the track at the same time. So that was our first chance to really race against each other.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So how many years have you been driving, Dad?
I've only been driving five races, so not
years. I love it. And he has such a good attitude.
Five wins?
Yeah. Well, that was a hefty laugh.
I say, my goal is to survive and not get lapped.
You got to start somewhere.
I love it. Well, hey, go ahead.
In Wyoming, we had a field of about 40 cars, and I was able to make the A main.
Nice.
So I was included with some pros there and everything.
Absolutely.
So I thought that was pretty good accomplishment.
Darn right. Well, you know, and for not having any experience, I mean, did you go to a driving school, or is this all by hard knocks?
This is a driving school. My first event was Cocopah National.
Oh, my gosh. Holy that's man. Not easy. That's a half-mile track.
That's not a school.
That is some speed.
The school of being with Ben Haney was probably a pretty good start.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Would you sincerely listen to what your son has to tell you?
Hey, it's Father's Day. Don't be getting him in this kind of a situation. Hey, before I can't tell you, but it's almost the segment's almost over. But I do this with every race driver because you're going to get this show, and I highly recommend you share it with your sponsors. So we'll start with Dad. Who's on the car?
Well, it's been horseshoeing on mine. He's my only sponsor.
Okay, that works. And the son?
We got Ben Haney Horseshoeing, Spirit Chassis, Dameron Racing, Nunco Motorsports, and BLG Nation Graphics on here.
All right. Well,
list.
I tell you what, if you guys ever get out to California and if you race at either Barona or Paris, you let us know ahead of time, and I will put both of you on the local television station, and we're the only ones down here that support all forms of racing. But since I've hooked up with Brittany, I think everything I've had on has been a dwarf car.
I try not to. It's
you
just there's so many good people.
But I would be happy to offer you guys. It doesn't cost anything, and your sponsors will absolutely love it.
Well, tentative plan for 2021, Dad don't even know this yet, is taking my rig down to California and leaving it for the summer. We're going to race the whole California.
All right. Well, hey, Dad, happy Father's
yes.
Day. And it sounds like you've got a great son. And any son that would be so silly to give you a race car thinking
awesome.
that he could beat you. Boy, has he got a lot to learn. So go get him, Dad.
Bye, guys.
Thank you very much. We'll see you.
All right, folks. We're going to take a quick break. This is Racer Radio. Todd Salazar's in the wings. FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back. This is Racer Radio. I'm Dave. She's Brittany. And this is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This is sponsored by El Cajon Ford. We're nobody, absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Family owned and operated, great dealership. Takes care of you from service to sales to parts to fleet. And Mr. Dyke races at Barona. He is itching as anybody could be itching to get back out on the track. He's got a new car, and he's already told Mr. Salazar to make the trophy, spell his name right, because he will be picking it up at the end of the season. Hey, Todd, Dirt Dude, how you guys doing today?
Paul is very confident of himself.
Isn't he, though?
Yes.
I know. And happy,
yes.
Hey, happy Father Days to you two
both
guys, too, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hopefully you guys are having a good day, too.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? We're on radio. This is absolutely the best.
Talking about racing.
Can't get any worse than that. So, okay, Todd, so you got news. We're opening Saturday, right?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, everyone's champing at the bit. You know that we got the drag strip. They raced. I think they're racing right now, but they open Friday, Saturday, and today. Their whole thing is they're doing it spectatorless.
Yeah.
And
can't do that.
Doing it just don't pencil out.
No, you can't do that.
So I was hoping that we were going to be able to do July 11th, which would be 2 weeks from next week. That would be our sixth or seventh race.
Yeah.
So what I'm hoping to do is get the okay from the tribe.
Right.
And I'm going to do open practices on Friday and Saturday of next week.
Right.
Oh, that's huge. Say that again.
Yeah.
That's huge,
we'll
my
ears. Our normal Friday night deal. I got to get the okay still.
Sure.
Okay,
so we'll do our normal Friday night deal, single car on the track. And if it goes good where we get plenty of cars, then we'll do multiple cars. Get the ambulance, you know, the whole deal,
right?
And do multiple cars on the track.
Same division, so I would imagine.
Yes. But if we get enough cars, it'll work out.
Yeah. So
hopefully things start opening up.
Yeah. Can you – now, is it the tribe's decision for spectators or is it the state of California?
I'm going by the state of California.
Okay. All right.
I'm not risking nothing here.
No. I wasn't asking. I was just curious to see. So basically what you're going to do is you're going to start calling the San Diego County tomorrow.
We've been emailing. We've been doing all. We can't get answers. They're sending us, you know, all around. So
if we
can get at least open the practices up to our, you know, racers, you know, let's do it.
Right. All right. So at this point in time, nobody's really talking to you. They're just accepting all your, you know, all your emails and phone calls. They're just not returning them at this point.
we're deferring it to other people.
Oh, I see. They put you in the barrel, so to speak.
So,
well, they don't have. They probably don't have an answer. Yeah. They probably don't have an answer, and I think that's the problem because they don't want to say anything if they don't have an answer,
or if it's going to change. I mean, Wooten just came out on Thursday and said that thing about no parties at private homes until sometime next year, and everyone's like, "What? What?" And she said, "Ah, what do you mean, what? What? I'm not. I don't know."
Yeah.
No parties till next year. What?
What? Yeah, I know.
So if things change, you know, if you say something and everyone starts gearing up and then things change, you're going to be the bad guy.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. And I back you 1,000%, Todd. You know, the last thing you want to do, if you trip, it'll be over. You know, that'll just be a good excuse for them to shut you down until 2021.
And we don't want that.
No.
We want to keep our home track.
We've been doing the private practices, you know, on sometimes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yesterday, I had 5 cards out there. Everything's been going fine.
Right.
So we're keeping it low key. If we can, I can get the approval for next week. Then if July 11th, which with, like I said, about our next race, we'll do the same thing. You know, just do it Saturday, you know, 10 to 2, 10 to 5,
right,
depending on how many cars we get.
Right. So because you're outdoors and the wind runs at about 40 miles an hour out there most of the time, I mean, are you going to see if they'll say, can I have, you know, 100 people? Or are you going to bring it up at all?
I'm just going to wing it and just see what we need to do to make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Rick Reynolds, we talked. The drivers were doing like every other in their pit spots.
Right.
Opposite sides.
Right.
Of their doors. So they were, you know, 10 feet apart.
Right.
And I haven't been out there today, so I don't know what happened, but hopefully it worked for them.
Yeah. And they were doing single runs. They weren't even putting 2 cars together the day I was out there. I mean, they had a couple chase cars picking up parts as they were going down the track. But I mean, yeah. So, I mean, you're right. You just got to. But because once, if we do it right, then once they open the door, then we're good to go.
Absolutely. Don't push the envelope.
No, no. And I back you 1,000% on that. Yeah, and it doesn't make any difference what the racers are saying, because racers are racers. They'll race in their sleep if they think they could get away with it. So I think you're doing it smart, and you're proving and showing them that you're being respectful. You know, because you're way up on the hill. I mean, you could do whatever you wanted to do, you know, but you know not to, because once they catch you, then you're a marked man.
Yeah.
Talking with Paul Dyke, with my brother, with my mom, with my wife, I just want to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not about, you know, like you said, the racers, they want me to open, but I don't want to be at risk.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so hey, I got another idea for you.
Oh, you're going to tell them about yesterday's idea?
Yeah, you know me, Mr. Ideas.
It's a good one. Listen.
So do you remember the police officer that...
Weiss.
Yeah, that dove into the ocean to save those 2 little girls that the guy drove off Sunset Cliffs?
I saw it on the TV when they were interviewing him on KSI.
So it popped into my head... Because how many Eric Evan little celebrity cars do we have? 4?
Yes, I believe so.
Why don't we get the Highway Patrol, the San Diego PD, the Border Patrol, and the Sheriff, and we'll get Victory Graphics or somebody to decal the cars.
Did you hear that, Kevin?
Like police cars, and do a celebrity race once you're open and you have fans. And I talked to the police officer, and I said, each one of you need to do like the fire department does, raise money, and whoever wins, all money, you know, that you collect for the cars goes to your charity of choice. Wouldn't that be cool?
I'm down.
You would be.
And Officer Weiss was down. He was geeking out. He was grinning ear to ear when he came out and saw those cars yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you came up with that idea, and he's like, yeah. Good idea.
And I think that would be...
I'm down with that.
Okay, and we would do that on opening night when we have stands, because that's when... Well, I'm getting goosebumps. I mean, that's when you want to give back to the first responders.
Yeah, recognize.
So I kind of knew you would want to do it, so I'll talk to Victory Graphics, and if we have to raise money for the decals or something like that, you know, we'll work that out. So, and then get each one of the first responders to generate money for their favorite charity. That way, all the news medias will pick it up, the TV stations and all of that, and it'll be the best thing for Barona, because you will be the star.
it'll be the best thing for everybody, especially the cops.
Right.
You know, these guys are just going through all this stuff.
Oh.
And it just, you watch it on the TV, and it's just ridiculous.
It's totally. And he was the nicest guy.
God, he's so easy to talk to.
If I ever get pulled over, I hope it's by him.
Oh, my gosh. Nice guy.
He's a canine. He's got a canine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had a canine. Yeah, and, you know, being a car guy, I walk out in the parking lot, and I see his police car is running. And I go, what's he got that car running for? And I walk over. Oh, it's got a canine.
You did not get too close, did you?
No, I didn't. Okay. I know better. So, yeah, no, it's... I am so excited for, and I told you, I made a commitment. I will be at every single race this season.
Wow, you've said it again.
Well, because it's driving me crazy.
You know, I publish these interviews.
I know,
it's permanent.
But see, when they were running every other week, see, I'll go next week. And now that I don't have it.
You really want
it. I really want it. Well, plus I know how to.
Jonesing.
I know. And now I know how to get around the track without getting lost over in the woods. You know, can't find myself. I've almost found out where the food is. I haven't quite
found
it yet.
Follow your nose.
I know. I tried that. It didn't work. But they were nice enough to put signs up that pointed.
That was my mom again.
I know. So, all right. Well, hey, I like I said, man, anything and everything we can do for you, like I said, we're there for you from BKUSI or radio. And I know Paul Dyke. I mean, everybody is on your side. And I don't think there's anybody really grinding you about breaking any laws, because we surely don't want to do that. And I truly hope you guys have a wonderful day today. You guys both got great families.
Mm-hmm.
And we are truly honored to have you as our friends. And, you know, we just love having you guys. And I love coming out there. By the way, folks, the track looks awesome. They've done a great job. That crazy guy in the water truck is just he's having way too much fun out there, that guy. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Bardo speaks Martinese, his own language.
Doesn't he, though?
He's a comedian, too. He's always got a joke ready if you want one.
Oh, yeah. So, anything different? I mean, you guys, any rule changes? Anything like that?
That's not my department.
Yeah.
No, jeez.
look at the website. That's not my department.
I love it. And so the website's all, you guys are keeping that up and fresh and ready to go?
Yes.
All right.
So as soon as I find out what's going on, I just got to get the approval. I got to submit my proposal.
All right.
It'll be, you know, on our Facebook page and or the website as well. And we'll be good to go if I get the approval.
All so right. It sounds like we should be looking, though, just about daily if you're going to have a practice Friday and then Saturday.
Yeah,
coming up.
Of course.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
I'm sure once Todd finds something out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
everybody's going to know.
Little avalanche. It'll be all over.
That's true.
Everyone will share it.
We will all be texting each other.
Yeah.
Okay. And good point, Dirt Dude.
Yeah, you're good. And I will be more than, I mean, the minute you find out something, if I have to reschedule something for KUSI just to get one or two cars down to let people know, I'm there for you.
Well, we're going to do a spectator list.
Right.
So we'll just be
the
for our race.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, unless you have a drone. If you have a drone, you can fly over and, you know, take pictures.
I'm gonna get one of those. Troy's got one. And I want to learn how to fly.
Troy's
got one, you gotta have one.
No.
Yeah.
They look pretty fun.
I would rent one first. That way, when you crash, you won't.
Yeah, right. You should learn on somebody else's.
Hey, I had a friend of mine. He's a really good kid, 17 years old, and he crashed into a palm tree over the Woody's car show up in.
No.
He didn't hit nothing, but the fronds came flying down.
Yeah, people jumping onto their hoods to protect it.
It was ugly. All right, folks. Hey, make sure you go to the website, baronaspeedway.com. Hey, Dirt Dude, thanks for calling in. You talked a lot. It was great.
Happy Father's Day, everybody. Thanks.
All right. Happy Father's Day on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Turn it over.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Brittany.
And this is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by the good folks at Paris Auto Speedway. Fast half-mile track, folks, all dirt. And you know the old saying, asphalt is to get to the race. Dirt is to go racing.
Yeah.
And we can't thank Paris Auto Speedway enough for everything they do. So go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com right now with the voice of Paris Auto Speedway, Scott DeLucio. How you doing, bud?
Doing good. How are you guys today? Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you, too. By the way, did you see that little pug I sent you?
Yeah, the one in the shopping cart. I take mine to do that, but they fart too much.
Oh, my gosh.
They do, man. They got exhaust pipes on them like you would not believe.
Lord, I almost fell out of my chair.
I know. She did that earlier.
I've already been out of my chair.
Yeah, I know. No seatbelt.
He asked if I have a V6 Mustang, and I
fell out of her chair. I guess that
Police.
Was the wrong thing to say. So let's go. Hey, so you have update on Kyle Larson?
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, we're still, I was listening to the show, and like, Todd, you know, we're still on hold waiting what's going to happen. And Don is hopefully, you know, July 11th. Practice is going strong. He had three practices out there yesterday, two in the day, one at night. So that's still going good. But besides that, we're held on racing. You know, just waiting to go. And if you're a fan of USAC racing and Wing Sprint Car Racing, in fact, I've got on the TV right now from Kokomo, Indiana. They're getting ready to go to the last night of Midget Week.
Ah, yes.
Put it on pause. Put it on pause. Hey, before you do that, I just want to confirm July 11th with or without spectators.
Well, that's the whole deal. We're not going without spectators.
Right. Okay. Good.
Yeah. I mean, if he gets approved to go, then he's hoping for July 11th. There's nothing on our original schedule. Last time I talked to him, you know, he's saying, I want to get every race that's been postponed done this year.
But when did he say that?
If we have to race up till the Saturday night before Christmas,
we will.
Get that in, we're going to try to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's still planning on that. But while we can't race, if you're a fan, if you have like Flow TV or you've been following racing, Kyle Larson,
last
11 races, has won 9 times, including at one point 8 in a row.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The 2 he didn't win, he finished second. And what's really remarkable about it, started with the All-Star Sprint Cars, and they were racing through the Midwest Plains. He won, finished second the first night with them, then he won 3 in a row.
Wow.
He took a night off, went to the World of Outlaws race at Knoxville, the sprint car capital of the world. He won both nights there against the best wing sprint car drivers in the world. Had a couple nights off, started Indiana Midget Week. He won the first 3 nights, finished second. He won again last night. And so far, watching Hot Laps right now, he's the fastest car in Hot Laps. He has won in 9 nights, or 11 nights of racing. He's won 9 times, finished second twice. And another thing that's incredible about it, it's 9 different racetracks.
That's awesome.
That's unbelievable.
Adapting.
Well, he must be able to read the track better than anybody out there. It's the only thing I can think of.
If you watch him, you know, he has no problem switching lines. It's amazing.
It's awesome.
He's as fast on one line as he is the other.
Wow.
And he's not, you know, and like I say, he's not beating local
average
guys,
Joe,
beating the national guys, which is, you know, just incredible. He does this. He came from, what was it? He came from 14th spot to win on Wednesday night and 15th spot on Thursday.
How are the other drivers receiving him for doing that? Are they in like accolades are they in awe, or are they like, that was my spot, I would have won?
No, I mean, you listen to him interview like Thomas Mesereau last night, and the guy he beat on Thursday, and I just said, I got beat by the best.
That's awesome. Awesome.
So,
and how are the fans? Well, they don't have any fans, right? Because this is fan.
No, they have fans.
Oh, really? Are they?
Oh, they have fans.
Are they accepting?
I'm looking right now. Kokomo Speedway is packed.
Okay, so, and they're accepting him. A lot of accolades, clapping. You know what I'm talking about.
I hope so.
No, exactly. I mean, bottom line, he made a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
He acknowledged he made a mistake.
Yeah, you do it. I've done it. We've all made mistakes.
He said right away, I made a mistake. I've got to, you know, I have to pay for it.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't know if you ever met him.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I met him at your
nice as can be.
I met him at your track. I mean, I did walk by him because I thought he was a 12-year-old.
Stop it.
He looks like a 12-year-old.
Stop.
Now he has a mustache, so he's halfway there.
I'm always rooting for Kyle. That's why I'm telling him to stop it.
That's my favorite driver.
Yeah. No, he just, like I say, he made a mistake. He knows he made a mistake.
We all do.
my whole deal, take on the whole thing, I've been telling my brother, who is not a racing fan like I am, it's like, I thought he had maybe 5 years left in NASCAR, because I never thought to myself he was 100% happy there.
I totally agree.
And he is back in his, where he likes to be now.
Yeah, it's a sweet spot.
Well, he could be another Sammy Swindell. You know, I mean, really, if not better than Sammy Swindell.
Well, exactly. I mean, when you think of everything different he wins on, and he's consistent in. And somebody asked me the three greatest drivers I thought of all time, American. It's because the different disciplines they won in, raced in, you know, was Mario Andretti, A.J. Foyt, and Parnelli Jones. They said, what about Kyle Larson? I go, if he puts me in an IndyCar, I go, he may be better than all of them, but you asked me across the board.
And those are the three I would pick, yeah.
Yeah, and I, you know, he hasn't run an IndyCar yet, so, but talent-wise, you know, he may be better than all of them.
I know. But you know what? Do you think that, after, you know, leaving NASCAR and going back to his main love, dirt, you think he's going to venture out of dirt? You think he's going to, you think he'll go back to NASCAR? Has anybody asked him that?
Yeah, I have no idea. Hold on 1 second. We got puppies headed for the door.
Go get the puppy.
Come on, you go outside.
Oh, you're throwing him outside. Oh, I see how you.
No, he went to the door. It's like.
Oh, that's a signal.
Yeah. Well, yes. Now the other ones are going. So anyway, you know, right now, I don't know how he could go back right now.
I don't either.
Sponsor-wise.
Right.
How would they be able to get a sponsor, especially the way things are in this country right now?
I know. Don't you think Tony Stewart would put him in one of the Stewart Haas cars?
I think Tony Stewart would love to, but you need sponsors.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Right now, go ahead. Sorry.
I just think, you know, to get a big money sponsor to go behind it right now, it would be tough for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can't, you know, a McDonald's cut them.
Yeah.
Credit One or whatever it was. I'm not sure of the name. And Chip Ganassi.
Yeah.
You have to understand that business-wise.
Oh, no. Yeah, I do. Yeah,
well, totally come on.
We're losing Aunt totally Jemima, for goodness sakes. Come on.
And on top of everything else, you know, I would think with the amount of money those companies are sending around, everybody's got to sign a clause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that you don't do things like that, and an accident happened.
Right.
You know, I hear from people saying, you know, trying to say, you know, what's wrong, totally wrong about him. It's like, you shouldn't, if you don't know what you're talking about, don't know the person, then you shouldn't talk like that.
Exactly.
Might be the best thing for him. Mentally, emotionally, he is driving right now for the love of the sport.
Right. Not for the dollar.
Yeah.
You know, he, soon after all that went down, like within 2 weeks, he had lived in a nice house. And he was having a real nice house built on Lake Norman, and both of them went up for sale, and he headed back to California. So, you know, I think he's really happy right now.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Well, if he wasn't happy, he wouldn't be winning because his mind wouldn't be right.
Yeah, his mind's in the right place right now.
Yeah.
It's focused.
Right. Now, is he driving the same car at all these different tracks?
He's driving the same sprint car in the sprint car races, which is a longtime guy who's helped him.
Yeah.
And he's driving the same midget at all the races. That's owned by a guy named Chad Boat, who Chad Boat used to race. And this is the first year he really hasn't raced, but his father, Billy Boat, was a real good sprint car racer.
I was just going to say, Billy Boat, yeah.
Yeah, he went on to race the Indy Racing League, the Indy 500. He's a pulse hitter 1 year, if I remember right.
Yeah.
So he's driving for him now, and those are really, they're both really good cars. He put a driver like that in a good car.
Yeah.
You know, look out. You know, you're going to have a hard time beating the guy.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. So going back to Paris Auto Speedway, people need to stay on top of your Facebook page and your website to keep the latest, because once the news hits, it's going to hit fast and everybody's going to want to know about it.
Yeah, exactly. And like I say, hopefully it'll be coming up soon. You know, we've always got stuff going on those places.
Sure.
You know, just to kind of try to keep people's interests up. You know, with what's going on. We got a deal going right now. We started Friday, which I went back a few years and got pictures of the best-looking super stock cars that raced out there. We're having a contest.
Mm.
You know, people vote for the car they think is the best-looking, just to keep people involved.
That's a great idea.
Don't let them drift off. And not think we're doing anything because we want people to come back. And
yeah,
look,
you don't
want to
get
know.
Replaced.
Well, let me give you right. the. Let me give you. The, if, I don't know if you were listening in the last half hour show, but and I don't know if you heard the news of a police officer here in San Diego that dove into the ocean and saved those two little girls that her dad had drove off Sunset Cliffs.
I hadn't heard that until you just mentioned it.
Yeah, so maybe you guys think about, you know, getting all four, you know, sheriff, highway patrol, police, and well, I don't know about border patrol because, well, you guys have them up there. And do like a celebrity race once you get stands, fans back, because once the news media hears you're doing that, that's tons of free publicity.
Yeah, well, you know, we did last year, we had a big first responders night. We had a California Highway Patrol night.
Oh, great.
And let's face it, right now those guys need it because yeah. they're getting a bad rap like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to disband the police force. You know, I hear that and I kind of say, in one way, I kind of hope you get what you're wishing.
Oh, don't you, though?
So you learn your lesson.
I'm telling you. I know. You're absolutely right.
It's a shame.
It is.
It's a shame. I've got a very good friend who's actually a racer who's been on your show recently.
Oh, yeah.
An officer. You know, and it's just not, yeah. it's not cool.
It's not cool. Well, that's why I'm saying maybe Don will think about it, you know, get four yeah. little beaters and, you know, decorate them up as theirs and let them go raise money for their charity of their choice. And that way, whoever wins, you know, the money goes towards the charities. I you know, and you guys are, and Don and you guys are so good about giving back to the community. And I think this would be a great thank you for the first responders and, yeah, I think that would be huge.
They need it.
Oh, my God, they sure do.
They really need it.
All right, Scott. Well, hey, thanks, buddy. Go out and find your puppies because they're probably terrorizing your backyard as we speak.
Yeah, well, who knows what they've gotten into.
Happy Father's Day, my friend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Hopefully we'll have a different guest next week.
Yes, yeah, so, well, we love having you, so don't worry about it. All right, folks, bye. Take care. We're going to take a quick break because Brittany has got another bang up interview all lined up for you, and I think they're on air on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
I'm Dave.
I'm Brittany.
And we are dedicating this segment to
Jim Rowland.
Yeah, he passed away, what, last week?
We're going to hear a beautiful story.
I
listeners right now, if you're out in the shop, maybe turn down
your air wrenches.
Yeah, if they're turn off anything making noise.
Yeah.
If you're in a car, maybe turn the volume up a few notches because we have a gentleman on the line. I believe he's calling in from Alabama.
Cool.
And he's got a story to share. It's a personal story. It's
a Father's Day story.
It's a Father's Day story.
And
yeah.
His name is
Jim Rowland.
All right. Hey, Jim, how you doing, boss?
Yeah, we're doing well here.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
It is. And I hope you're doing the best you can have with a Father's Day. But, you know, it sounded like Brittany was nice enough to share photos and, you know, it looks like you had a phenomenal dad, drag racer, extraordinaire.
He's got a good story to share, and then maybe a request from listeners.
All right, take
so
a look.
Take it away,
so tell
Jim.
Us all about it.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. I'm here with my son, William, who's also a racist with us, so it's William and Jim.
Cool.
And my father started racing actually in San Diego. That's so what's so touching about this.
Wow.
At Cajon.
At Cajon Speedway when he was in the Navy. And he also raced at Carlsbad because he was doing round track and also drag racing. At
right.
the time. So after his Navy career was over in the mid to late 60s, he moved back to Alabama, raced his whole entire life. I, of course, raced with him almost my entire life. The first things I can remember as a 2 or 3 year old is going to the racetrack and, you know, sitting on top of the pickup truck and watching my uncle and my father race. And then as I got older, I was able to, you know, he introduced me to it as, of course, my summers were spent in the race shop and he's restoring old cars and we're racing on the weekends. Just a dream of a childhood. But then last Saturday at the age of 77, he was racing in his what ultimately was his last race. It's not an accident or anything, but so he's making his last pass. Cuts a 504 light for those drag racers out there. You know, that's almost a perfect light. For a 77-year-old, I mean, I don't know how the hell he did it. It's just amazing. He beats, he ends up winning the round by less than, I think it's 0.009 seconds.
Jeez.
Just in a real short margin there. So he pulls off the track. He picks up his time slip, which I sent to Brittany. Showing that. After he picked up his time slip, he drove into the grass and had a heart attack. And when we got to him, within a minute or two later, the car was still running, and we immediately started performing CPR on him. And he lasted with us until Wednesday, which was when we decided to take him off of life support.
Yeah.
But he did exactly what he wanted to do. Exactly. I mean, it's such a poetic ending to a beautiful racing life.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's just,
wow.
Just really enjoyed all of our time with him.
Well, I tell you, my man, I mean, that is, and I don't know a racer out there that wouldn't want to do exactly what your dad did. I mean, that is so poetic.
It is, like you said, poetic. It's a beautiful tragedy. I don't know. It's no words.
And by the way, that he had one beautiful car. I mean, he really kept his car. Wow. I mean, that thing was gorgeous. What class did he run in?
Yeah, we were pro ET racers.
Yeah.
So, an ET class where we raced off of we would qualify on whatever the car would run. For those who are not familiar with it, that's what we would dial on.
Sure, you dial it in.
We dial it in and had to run that number or slower, because if you ran faster, then you would break out.
Mm-hmm.
But he did all kinds of things in racing. I mean, he built, after he retired, which he was a school teacher.
Oh, my gosh. Retired,
and during his years of teaching, he built, it was either 22 or 24 different cars for people all around Alabama. I mean, he has his JR, Jim Rowland, and then 001 through 0024 or 22, I can't remember.
Wow.
But he kept a nice little running list. It was all written out of, you know, a Mustang with, you know, a full cage or a back half or a front half or a full rolling chassis or all of that were just by himself. I mean, the very simple tools, a bender and a tube cutter and just hardly anything.
A natural talent.
Yeah, super talented gentleman, yeah.
Yeah, just everybody loved him. He was such a gentle person. I mean, he just never looked in the spotlight or anything. Just
right.
Always real quiet and loved his sons here, loved his grandson and his son and his family terribly much.
How old is your boy?
He's 10. And he wants to say something, I believe.
Absolutely.
I turned 10 today.
Happy birthday.
So, and what is your name?
My name's William.
All right, William. So what do you race?
I race a little junior dragster.
Wow, that's so cool.
You gonna keep drag racing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah!
You think maybe if your dad hangs on to your grandpa's car, you might drive that someday.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna drive this car. Yeah.
He is very sure. Hey, I like this confidence.
How about this? That was the first question he asked. He said, "What are you gonna do, Dad, with Pop's car?" We called him Pop. So what are you gonna do with Pop's car? And I said, well, you know, I don't know. Maybe we'll keep it for a while, but we don't necessarily need it because we have my car in your car.
Yeah.
He says, but I think I want to race it. Would that be okay? And I'm like, of course it
would. That's amazing.
And if you didn't break out in tears, there's something wrong with you, buddy. Yeah. Let me tell you. Goodness gracious.
Well, I'm about to do that.
I know, me too.
We talked about that ahead of time.
And I'm the worst, man. I watched a Dale Earnhardt special the other night. And I went through about a box and a half of Kleenex, and I've already seen that special like 9 times.
So I came across a story, as you know, Dave, from Cajon Speedway Memories. And would you like to expand on why I might have seen that post and your request?
Yes. and this is such a crazy coincidence, really. This happened 2 or 3 weeks ago initially, and my uncle in San Diego sent a request through the Facebook page, and I guess it was just the Facebook page, asking for memorabilia about my dad, because that was the first place he raced, and again, Carlsbad. So we were looking at that, and again, this was a couple weeks before his passing.
Right.
And then, when he told me that, I almost fell out. I couldn't believe it. And then, so he sent another note out, you know, once I gave him the news on Thursday, and, mm-hmm. and that's when Brittany picked it up, and she saw what his post was,
yeah.
that he had passed away, and the details. And so, of course, he called me and said, hey, would you like to go on the radio station? And then I talked to Brittany, and I'm like, of course, this would be such a fitting nice way to explain and give tribute to my father. So,
well, it's
I really appreciate it.
Oh no, it's totally our, and that's a Cajon Speedway
memory
Facebook page, because unfortunately, Cajon Speedway is no longer with us. I mean, it's still there. The dirt is there, but there's nothing there. And if you fly over it in an airplane, you can see the outline of the track. So, and that's very near and dear to San Diegans.
But what is there is the memories pictures and the newspaper articles.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So that is what is keeping that Facebook page very busy, as people are coming across tickets and
posters,
old pictures, and they're exchanging stories. So I want to start getting those guys in here to talk, bench talk. Yeah. And that's what you're looking for, I believe, because you want to put a memory together.
I do, and I do. My uncle told me that it might have been the last time he raced there, and this would have been in probably between 65 and 67, because
mm-hmm.
I knew shortly after that he came back to Alabama. So he wrecked, actually, in one of the turns and destroyed the car, and the hood of the car was at my grandparents' house until like till 2000. I didn't know anything about it, and so I wish I would have known. But now that the house has been sold, so there's, you know, the hood of the car is gone. But that was from the 60s, from that car, and I'm not sure what car it was either.
Okay.
I know he had a 32 Ford flathead V8, but he drag raced that.
Yeah. And he was known as Jim's Roland the Second, because you're the third, correct?
Yeah, right. Sorry, right. Jim Roland. And he raced with one of his Navy buddies, too, and I'm not sure who that guy was.
Yeah.
So, you know, they split time and all that. So it could have been his name in there as well. So, unfortunately, I don't have a lot of information, but any information out there.
Well, we'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do for you. Brittany's got your contact info. She'll send you this show. You're more than welcome to share it, put it on your Facebook post, and we'll try to get as much information to you as we can. And thank you very much for calling in, and happy Father's Day to you. And William, happy birthday. When we hang up, give your dad a great big hug from us. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you,
God,
very much.
Thank you for sharing your story.
All right, we're going to take a little break, but the gun show's coming up next. Boy, was that a tearjerker. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.